first thing we want to talk about is your memory, even though some people think they have a bad memory now. We want to show you how fast you can improve your memory. So what we're going to do is a little memory test. So everyone just sit back and relax. As you're listening to this, make sure you do not have a pen or pencil in your hand. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to call out words to you, one at a time. I want you to just maybe close your eyes or keep them open. It doesn't matter. Try to remember every word I call out in the order in which I call them out. That's all I want you to do. When I get through, you're going to attempt to write them down and see how many you get. Now, most people listening to this, you won't do real well. But that's okay, because in just about 15 minutes, you are going to dramatically improve your memory. And you're really going to be astounded by the fast progress. Okay, sit back, relax, pens and pencils down. Listen to the words as I call them out and just try to remember them as best you can. When I get through, then you'll attempt to write them down in the order in which I have given them to you. Okay, and we're going to begin. The first one is tree, T-R-E-E. Next is light switch. Then comes stool. Then car. Next is glove. Then gun. Next is dice. Then skate. Next is cat. Next, bowling ball. Next is goalpost. Then we have eggs, then witch, next is ring, next comes paycheck, next is candy, next is magazine, then we have voting booth, next is golf club, and the last one will be cigarettes. Now what I'd like you to do is take a piece of paper, number down in the left-hand column, 1 to 20. Then shut the tape off and try to write down in the order, as best you can, the words that I call out to you. Give yourself about 5 minutes. Do the best you can. If you just completely stump, that's okay. Some of you might get one or two, but do the best you can. Turn the tape off now. Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to see how you did. Actually, you're going to check yourself. I'm going to call them out now again, and you check on your paper. What I want you to do is put a check mark next to the correct answer. Check mark next to the correct answer. I'm very big about that point because I don't believe in building on people's weaknesses, but rather their strengths. In other words, I want you to be concerned with what you did right, not what you did wrong. You know, we send our children to school, and many of you, like I, went to school, and we were taught that you had 3 wrong or 5 wrong. I don't care how many you got wrong. I want to know what you got right. See, our children come home and we ask them, how'd you do today? And Johnny says, well, I got 5 wrong. Well, someone should tell him that he got 95 right. That's the important thing, not what he did wrong. Okay, here we go. Number 1 is tree. Number 2 was light switch. 3 was stool. 4 was car. 5 was glove. 6 was gun. 7 was dice. 8 was skate. 9 was cat. 10 was bowling ball. 11 was goalpost. 12 was eggs. 13 was witch. 14 was ring. 15 was paycheck. 16 was candy. 17 was magazine. 18 was voting booth. 19 was golf club. And 20 was cigarettes. Count up the number of correct answers, put it on your paper, and circle it. Now, the news is most people get under 5 correct on that particular exam. So if you get 1, 2, 3, or 4, or 5, you're like the vast majority of the people, probably about 90%, get 5 or under. If you did anything over 5, you should be proud of yourself. Either way, we're going to show you how fast you can improve your memory. The first technique we're going to learn, the first exercise, is called basic association. Now, every time I've taught a workshop and even said the sinful words, basic association, people think, oh no, I thought you told me this was not going to be a basic association workshop. Well, the good news is it is not a basic association course. Well, the next question you're probably asking is, Kevin, if it's not basic association, why are we doing it now? Many reasons But the main ones are this. We need to start somewhere. It's a perfect place to start. The second reason is, I want to teach you what not to do, because you're never going to use basic association again. It doesn't work. It's too cumbersome. It's too limiting. It only works in isolated instances, such as this one, because we made it work. The third reason we do this is we need to explain a basic concept of how the mind actually works. And this basic concept is this. I must ask you a question and see if you can get the right answer. The question is, of all the words on this list, tree, light switch, stool, car, glove, gun, dice, skate, cat, etc., what one common denominator is within all of these words? If you said they're all pictures or they're all nouns, you are 100% correct. Every word that I called out gives you a picture in your mind. They're all nouns. They're all things, which means they give you pictures. Now, why is that important? Because the first concept that you must completely understand is this. Your mind thinks in pictures. That's it. Your mind thinks in pictures. Now, some of you are probably thinking, does it? Are you sure, Kevin? You sure don't think in words? You sure don't think in abstracts or thoughts or concepts? No, you think in pictures. Let me give you an example. Let me ask you a question. As you're listening to this tape, do not think of an elephant. Now, let me ask you another question. What's the first thing that popped into your mind? That's right, it was elephant, wasn't it? Now, let me ask you this. Was it the word elephant or the picture of an elephant? It was probably the picture of an elephant. Because the word, the sounds, elephant, simply threw up a picture of the actual elephant in your mind. Because we do literally think in pictures. If I would ask you right now to do this for me, I want you to describe your couch to me. You probably would start telling me, well, it's blue and it has stripes and it has a rip in the left corner. As you were describing that couch to me, let me ask you this question. Did the words couch, blue with rip in corner, appear in your mind? Or did the picture of your couch appear in your mind? Of course, it was the picture. If I ask you to describe your car, does a picture of your car pop into mind? Or words describing it? Of course, it's the picture, because we think in pictures. Apple computer has a computer called Macintosh, and now the IBM System 2 uses the same things that the Macintosh started with, and that is icons. What they are is they're pictures on the screen which help the user. It's called being user-friendly, because people understand pictures. Example, it has a picture of a trash can on the screen. If you have a file in the computer that you want to delete, you simply put the file, which is, by the way, a picture of a file folder, and you put it in the trash can. That means you threw it away. Now, we wrote to Apple Computer years ago when they first came out with this Macintosh. I was very impressed with the machine, and I wrote to them and said, why did you use these icons? They wrote back a very lengthy letter. The gist of it was this. They said, we decided to teach computers how people think, instead of trying to teach people how computers think. I said, people think in pictures. They understand that a trash can is where you throw things away. They understand that a file folder usually holds files. Pictures make sense. 10-15 years ago, in this country and abroad, they started changing signs on the road. There used to be a sign that said, no U-turn. Now, it's a picture of a U with an X through it. You hop on an airplane, any airplane in the free world, there used to be a sign, no smoking. Now, it's a sign of a cigarette with an X through it. Because people universally understand pictures. The pictures are always the same, no matter what language you speak. They did a study in Kenya with natives that have never seen snow. And they took these natives and they asked them to describe snow. They could not. They tried verbally to explain to the natives what snow was. They had two problems. Number one, these people have never seen snow. But number two, there was no word for snow in their language because they'd never seen it. They had no concept of it. They could not describe it. They couldn't understand what snow was until the researchers did one thing. And that was they showed pictures to the natives. Instantly, there was comprehension because now the natives could see what it was. And when they saw it, they understood. Pictures mean comprehension. When you and I were children, and if you have children today, you taught your children, and you and I both learned by pictures. Our father or mother would look up to us and hold a glass in their hand, and they'd say, "Glass." We'd look at it, and we repeat, "Glass." We learned by pictures. We looked at things, we said, "What's that?" And we learned what it was by the sounds. The sounds simply gave us back a picture. Let me ask you a question. And as I do, some of you may even laugh. But the question is this. How many people listening to this tape dream at night completely in words? Now, you're probably laughing. Kevin, of course, I don't dream in words. I dream in pictures. You're exactly right. You dream in pictures because you think in pictures. Now, I was giving a seminar up at the Yankee Drummer Inn in Worcester, Massachusetts several years ago. Had a professor of psychology raise his hand as I described how the mind thinks in pictures. And he said, "You know, Kevin, I don't believe in thinking in pictures." So I gave him all my examples and tried to show him reason that it really does. And he said, "Well, I still don't believe it." I said, "Well, it really doesn't make a difference whether you believe in it or not. It's still true. It's like the law of gravity. Whether you believe in the law of gravity or not, the law of gravity still works. I mean, if you walk up to the top of a building and you walk off the edge of the building, whether you believe in the law of gravity or not, folks, you're going straight down." And that's kind of exciting to me because it's a constant. I mean, it wouldn't be weird waking up every morning, putting your foot out of the bed, wondering if that thing's going to go up or down. You know it's going to go down because it's a constant. You don't have to understand it. You don't have to believe it. It's simply true. Same thing with the mind. You don't have to believe it. You don't have to understand it. It's simply true. Your mind thinks in pictures. Now, that's the first thing that you need to grasp, and hopefully you do. What we're going to do now is we're going to show you how we put and actually replace the numbers 1 through 20 with a picture that could represent, in some way, associate with those numbers. And I'm going to go through a couple to give you an idea, and you're going to be thinking of some on your own as we go, too. Watch what we did at the Institute. We took the number one and the word tree, and we came up with the idea of maybe the trunk of a tree, if you picture in your mind a tree, the trunk of a tree looks like a one. That'll help us. That's an association that helps us remember tree is one. We came up with light switch for two because there are few associations that we could come up with that would help us remember light switch is two. Maybe there are two words. That'll help us remember that two is light switch. Maybe the fact that there's two syllables, or that a light switch has two positions, on, off, up, down. Maybe because there's two screws in a light switch. Maybe there are two currents in a light switch. Many things will help us remember that two and light switch go together. How about this one? Three and stool. How do you think that we came up with three and stool? Three legs. Exactly right. Three gives you three legs, gives you stool. Notice that we chose words that in some way associated with the numbers. Here's an easy one. Four and car. How do you think we came up with four and car? Come up with some ideas on your own right now. Maybe you're thinking four wheels, four doors, four cylinders, four speed, four passengers, four barrel carburetor, four on the floor, four wheel drive. Someone comes up with for sale, 4 years to pay for one, Ford, foreign, a whole bunch of little associations that'll help you remember that car goes with four. Now, I'm going to pop out some again, and I want you to think of them. Tree is what number? Number one. Why? because the trunk of a tree looks like a 1. Light switch is what number? 2. Why? Because 2 words, 2 syllables, up, down, on, off, light, dark. Stool is what number? 3. Why? Because 3 legs. Car is what number? 4. Why? 4 wheels, 4 doors, 4 cylinder, 4 sail, 4 barrel carburetor. Here's the next one. 5 goes with glove. Why? 5 fingers, of course. 6 goes with gun. Why? 6 cylinder, 6 shooter, 6 inch barrel, 6 bullets, 6 chambers, 6 gun. Someone said 6 feet under, if you get shot by one. A lot of little associations that help us remember that 6 goes with gun. How about 7 and dice? Lucky number 7, or 7 come 11. How about 8 and skate? They rhyme. How about a figure 8? Maybe 8 wheels. Let's go back. 5 goes with glove. Why? 5 fingers. What number is gun? 6. Why? 6 gun, 6 shooter, 6 cylinder, 6 inch barrel, 6 feet under. Dice is what number? 7. Why? 7 come 11, lucky number 7. How about skate? What number is skate? 8. Why? Because they rhyme, 8 wheels, figure 8. Here's an easy one. 9 goes with cat. Why? 9 lives. Or maybe cat of 9 tails. How about 10 and bowling ball? 10 frames, 10 pound ball, strike, 10 pins. Sure. Let's go back and review. What number is tree? 1. Why? The trunk of a tree looks like a 1. What number is light switch? 2. Why? 2 words, 2 syllables, on, off, light, dark, up, down. What number is stool? 3. Why? 3 legs. What number is gun? 6. Why? 6 gun, 6 shooter, 6 bullets, 6 cylinders, 6 inch barrel, 6 feet under. What number is car? 4. Why? 4 door, 4 cylinder, 4 speed. What number is glove? 5 for 5 fingers. What number is skate? 8. Why? Figure 8, 8 wheels, they rhyme. What number is bowling ball? 10. Why? 10 frames, 10 pound ball, strike, 10 pins. What number is cat? 9. Why? 9 lives, cat of 9 tails. What number is dice? 7. 7 come 11, lucky number 7. Let's continue. Number 11, we came up with goalpost. Why? A goalpost looks like an 11. Or maybe you're thinking of 11 men on the football field. 12 goes with eggs. Why? Dozen. 12 is a dozen eggs. 13 goes with which. Why? Unlucky. Friday the 13th. Maybe some of you are thinking of 13th, the witching hour. Friday the 13th and unlucky go real well for which. 14 is ring. Why? Maybe 14 carat? Or how about Valentine's Day, February 14th? Let's go back and review. What number is bowling ball? 10. Why? 10 frames, 10 pin, 10 pound ball, strike. What number is eggs? 12. Why? 12 is a dozen is eggs. What number is goalpost? 11. Why? Looks like an 11. What number is ring? 14. Why? 14 carat. What number is cat? 9, because 9 lives. What number is glove? 5. Why? 5 fingers. What number is car? 4. Why? 4 door, 4 cylinder. Okay, let's go on. 15 is paycheck. Why do you think we put paycheck with 15? 15th of the month, maybe you get paid. Some people say April 15th, because that's when you have to pay taxes and give your paycheck away. How about 16 and candy? Maybe 16 ounces to a pound, or sweet 16, 16 candles. Magazine, we put with 17. Why? 17 is the name of a magazine. How about 18 in voting booth? That's obvious. 18 years old, you can vote. How about 19 in golf club? The 19th hole. And how about 20 in cigarettes? 20 in a pack. Let's go back. What number is paycheck? 15. Why? Because 15 gives you 15th of the month, which you get paid, a paycheck. Or 15 gives you April 15th, in which you give your paycheck away to pay taxes. What number is cigarettes? 20. Why? Because 20 gives you 20 in a pack of cigarettes. What number is voting booth? 18. Why? Because 18 years old, you begin to vote. What number is golf club? 19. Why? 19th hole. What number is which? 13. Because of Friday the 13th, unlucky. What number is ring? 14. Because of February 14th, 14 carat. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to call out to you associations. You are going to think of the number and the word. I'm going to call out only the associations, and you'll notice that your mind instantly throws up the number and the word. Here we go. The association is legs. Instantly, you should have thought of three and a stool. The association is doors, wheels, or carburetor, or on the floor. Obviously, you know it's four and car. The association is the number in a pack. That gives you cigarettes and gives you 20. How about the age to vote? Gives you a voting booth and gives you 18. How about ounces to a pound or sweet? Gives you candy or 16. How about up, down, on, off, light, dark? You got it, 2 and light switch. How about the trunk looks like 1? That's it, 1 and 3. How about fingers? 5 and glove. How about figure 8, wheels, or rhymes? 8 gives you skate. How about lives or tails? That's right, 9 lives, and that gives you cat. How about pins or frames? That's right, 10 and bowling ball. How about the number of plays on a field, or it looks like this? That's right, goalpost and 11. How about dozen? You got it, 12 and eggs. How about unlucky, or Friday, or the hour? That's right, which, and 13. How about carrot, or Valentine's Day? Ring, and 14. You're right. How about the time of the month you get paid? That's right, 15, and paycheck. How about the name of a magazine? And 17. 17 is the name of a magazine. 17 goes with magazine. How about the number of the hole? That's right, the 19th hole, which gives you 19 and golf club. How about the name of one? That's right, 17 and magazine again. How about a lucky number or something come 11? 7 come 11. 7 goes with dice. How about chambers, bullets? They call this number of feet under. That's right, 6 and gun. You see how these associations help you remember what number goes with what word? What I want you to do now is I want you to shut the tape off, go to the workbook. It has the list of words. We call this list the tree list. It also has lots of associations. What I want you to do is verbally read the word and read the associations out loud. After you read the word and read the association, close your eyes. Get a picture in your mind of each item, of each word, and review in your mind the associations. Review this once, twice, three times, so that you know what numbers and words go together. The most important thing that you need to remember is not the word, but the association. Example, if I call out number 5, you don't want to remember glove. The only thing you want number 5 to give you is fingers. Because if 5 gives you fingers, and it should because they associate, they go together, fingers will give you what? Glove. When I call out number 13, I don't want you to remember which. All I really want you to remember is unlucky or Friday the 13th or the witching hour, because 13 goes with unlucky. They associate, and that unlucky and witching hour and Friday the 13th gives you witch. These associations are the link which holds what you want to remember with that which you already know. You already know the numbers 1 through 20. You don't know tree, light switch, stool, car, glove, etc. How do you remember those? By the association. It links the number, which you do know, 1 through 20, with the words which you don't know. So turn off the tape, take about 10 minutes, and review the associations. It'll help you remember the words. Okay, we're back. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to drill you one more time. I'm going to call out the numbers. Now you are going to call out the word. Number 3, that's right, stool. Number 5, that's right, glove. Number 20, cigarettes. Number 19, golf club. Number 10, bowling ball. Number 11, goalpost. How about which? 13, cigarettes. 20, goalpost. 11, paycheck. 15, light switch. 2, tree. 1, stool. 3, car. 4, cat. 9, bowling ball. 10, glove. 5, gun. 6, dice. 7, skate. 8, eggs. 12, witch. 13, magazine. 17, voting booth. 18, golf club. 19, cigarettes. 20. Okay, what I want you to do now is shut the tape off one more time and again review the association. Close the workbook now. In your mind, say and repeat this list, the tree list, to yourself. Say 1 is tree, 2 is light switch, 3 is stool, 4 is car, 5 is glove. Repeat it by memory to yourself. If you get stuck on one, ask yourself the right question, what is my association? If you're on number 6 and you don't remember that it was gun, ask yourself, what does 6 give me? What association? Hopefully that'll pop into your mind. 6 gun, 6 shooter, 6 feet under, which will give you gun. So think about the association. If you can't recall one, no need to worry. Just review that association. Some of these are easier than others, depending on your background, because we made up the association. Some of them may not go with you perfectly. But just review the associations 2 to 3 times in your mind. Just rehearse it, and you'll see that it does really lock in the words. Take another 5 minutes and review these to yourself. Okay, we're back. Now what we're going to do is I want you to take a piece of paper, number down 1 through 20 on this paper, and write down the tree list completely by memory. Shut the tape off and do it now. Okay, we're back. I'm going to call out the tree list to you one more time with the associations. You check on your sheet and see how well you did. Number 1 is tree, because the trunk of a tree looks like a 1. Number 2 is light switch, because on, off, up, down, light, dark, 2 syllables, 2 words. Number 3 is stool, because of 3 legs. 4 is car, because of 4-cylinder, 4-door, 4-wheel drive, etc. 5 is glove, because of 5 fingers. 6 is gun, because of 6-shooter, 6-inch barrel, 6 bullets, 6 gun, 6 feet under. 7 is dice, because of 7-come-11, lucky number 7. 8 is skate, because of 8 wheels, it rhymes, and figure 8. 9 is cat, because 9 lives, cat of 9 tails. 10 is bowling ball, because 10 frames, 10-pound ball, strike, 10 pin. 11 is goalpost, because it looks like a goalpost, and there are 11 men on the field. 12 is eggs, because of a dozen. 13 is witch, because of unlucky, Friday the 13th, and the witching hour, 13. 14 is ring, because Valentine's Day, February 14th, and 14 carat. 15 is paycheck, because 15 gives you the 15th of the month, which is when you get paid your paycheck, or April 15th is when you give your paycheck away in taxes. 16 is candy, because 16 ounces to a pound, sweet 16, or 16 candles. 17 is magazine, because 17 is the name of a magazine. 18 is voting booth, because when you're 18, you get to vote. 19 is golf club, because of the 19th hole. And 20 is cigarettes, because 20 in a pack. This is your first test. You need to get 20 out of 20. You need to know the tree list. What you need to do is review the associations. It shouldn't take you more than 5-10 minutes. Review them once, twice, 3 times. Just to yourself, the associations. Every word should spring the association, which will give you the number. And every number should spring the association, which will give you the word. If you didn't get 20 out of 20, that means you need a little work on the associations. Most people, though, will get 20 out of 20. You need to know the tree list and commit it to memory by the associations.